Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
Hello and welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your host, Two Griffin. I have some salmon in my pants. That bar mitzvah was awesome. Well, we've certainly had some interesting happenings around the fandom lately. Some of them have been good, some of them have been not so good. But one thing you can count on when you're in the furry fandom is that things will always be interesting. And not always in the normal interesting way, but sometimes in the way the Chinese wish on people when they want to see their anus chewed off by ants and carried away in the middle of the night. I had that happen once. It was kind of fun. Of course, the biggest news in our tremendously floating galaxy is the grand reopening of the redesigned Ranting Griffin Studios website. Yes, folks, it looks like Two the Ranting Griffin finally got up off his aging drunken ass and decided to update that decaying piece of elephant flop he calls a website. Of course, this probably just means that he's going to start putting more of his half-assed juvenile ravings and ill-formed opinions on it and ruining our perfectly good internet. Well, we can't put up with this, can we? And we all know the only way to stop a Ranting Griffin is to track him down and give him lots of blowjobs? Well, mouth sex or not, my new website is up. It's much more media-friendly now, and yes, there will be more shows, more rants, and more dead babies. So, if you feel like it, go over to ranting-griffin.com and take a look. So, have you checked your fur affinity messages lately? If not, you might want to give them a big old fat gander because there are some changes that you might enjoy. No, the large hairy man who keeps wanting to show you pictures of himself with his pants off has not stopped writing. But it will be a hell of a lot easier to delete his messages from now on. Several days ago, many furries began to suspect something strange was going on when the delete buttons in their message pages mysteriously disappeared. Only a few days later, the new fur affinity messaging system was put into place, and in spite of everything we've ever known about furries, they all seem to like it. Not only can you move and delete messages from the listing screen, you can also prioritize them by color. Another great feature for Mr. No Pants, or for when you're waiting on an artist to message you with a commission. In fact, it's more of a mail system than a messaging system now. And word is that this is just one of many upgrades that will be happening to Fur Affinity in the near future. So if you haven't already done it, take a look at the new mail system and give it a try. Send a picture of your butt to Mr. No Pants. I'm sure he'd like that. And afterwards, stop by the feedback forums and let FA know what you think about the new system. Well, there's a bit of a rumor going around of interest to the kangaroos out there. If you've been to a convention lately or enjoy keeping up with kangaroo artwork, you've probably seen what furries are calling soda-roos. Basically, they're kangaroo characters that are colored like popular commercial soda cans like Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coke, and Nutsack-a-Cola, which had a very limited run somewhere in the California Bay Area. It seemed like such a peachy keen idea that there's even soda-roo fursuits out there now, bouncing happily around furry conventions with caffeine-deprived fanboys trying to snort them through pixie stick straws. Of course, no cool idea in the fandom ever comes without its price. Word is that when the person who created the first soda-roo saw that the other people were doing it, they made this sound! And proceeded directly to squeeze a shitstorm tantrum from themselves, the likes of which even the baby fur deity Feculius has never seen. Now, before anyone else makes a soda-roo, this person is demanding the right to approve or deny the design before it's made into a fursuit, or apparently your soda-roo license will be suspended and you'll get a ticket for failing to yield to wah, I don't know. Now keep in mind, this is just a rumor, but the popular opinion at this point seems to be that if it is true, this person can take their approval process and cram it right up their ass. Providing, of course, there's even enough room for it next to their head. It appears that the idea of going art Nazi about a design you ripped off from a major soft drink corporation is getting about as much support behind it as Sarah Palin's campaign to run for, well, anything, really. Personally, I think the soda roos sound like a fun idea. And to the person or persons who first thought of it, I'd like to say that you should be happy and flattered that you've sparked so much inspiration in so many people. When you give an idea to the world, then that's exactly who it belongs to. And if you're gonna get pissy about control it later, then don't be surprised if people start ranting at you. Of course, I'd have to have final approval if anyone rants, you know. It appears that Pixar has made some of the dragons in our fandom a little nervous and cranky. And personally, when dragons get cranky, I try my best to avoid them. Because they fart. Why dragon farts smell like brimstone and Pop-Tarts, I don't know. But that's not the point. As many of you know, the latest animated hit from Pixar called How to Train Your Dragon featured some rather odd-looking dragons. Some might even say they're a bit peculiar or maybe... okay, they're stupid-looking. The dragons in that movie look like salamanders that have been hit by trucks. And some dragons out there in our own community have become concerned that this new style of dragon might become the new choice for some of the artists out there. As Myrat the Red Dragon said in one of the forums, quote, "The dragons in How to Train Your Dragon were a disgrace. The story might have been good, but the dragons themselves should be disposed of in a fire. I pray this abomination isn't picked up on by the dragon artists out there." Obviously, there is some concern over this. And of course, we can't have the wonderful and hot-looking dragons in our fandom suddenly looking like clown after birth. So I have a solution. Jesus Christ. If we all pray very hard to Jesus for him to turn all the salamander dragons into road cones, then he will do it. No more ugly dragons, and the motorists in New York will be warned of even more potholes. Everybody wins! Until then, it seems that the design of dragons hasn't really changed that much in the last 1,000 years. I would be willing to bet that the salamander dragons will be a passing thing. And if not, just remember, Jesus Christ, road cones. Enough said. In convention news, as most of you know, Furry Week in Atlanta had its yearly event recently, and for the four furries who forgot and spent that weekend jerking off, let me tell you, it was a smashing success. This year's FWA was bigger than ever. It had more events, more celebrities, and more furries hopped up on gallons of energy drinks than ever before. Personally, I got the sense that they really stepped up the production. From their very first year at a Holiday Inn Express, the staff has gracefully managed FWA to be a small convention. This year, it felt like they finally admitted to themselves that they had a beast on their hands and dropped into big con mode. It was great to see everyone there having a good time, and I'd personally like to thank you for coming to my stand-up performance that weekend. I had a good time, you had a good time. If there'd been slime and blankets, it would have been sex. And while you're thinking about that, think about this. Bacon. How many things could you do with bacon? It's almost an impossible question to answer, as there are so many wonderful functions of bacon. I'm sure many of us can fondly recall our childhood days of slapping the Jewish children with raw bacon strips, and who could forget the joyous hours of playing the time-honored playground game of punch Jimmy until he's unconscious and then stuff bacon in his pants? Ah, those were the days. Of course, there are far, far more wonderful uses for bacon, and we'll all have the chance to explore those uses at the next Fur Affinity United starting the 28th of this month. Pre-registration for FAU includes a special gift this year. Bacon! Delicious, refreshing, slimy, innocent, scantily clad bacon that won't call the police! Not to mention special guests Spunky and Nekogami, a musical performance from Matt Ebel, and a comedy show from me, Tu Griffin. You've only got a short time left before the convention, so if you're interested in attending, now is the time to register. Go to faunited.org for more information. Bacon. And now it's time to pay the bills. We'll be right back.
So I was totally grooving on it, you know, and then we get... Whoa, it's aliens!
Greetings, Earthling!
Welcome to Earth, Green Eyeball Dudes!
We are looking for furries!
Whoa, am I stoned?
Yes!
Okay.
We need furries for our experiments. Where can we find them?
You should go to Antheria, dudes.
What is this, Antheria, dudes?
No, dudes, Antheria. It's the newest anthropomorphics convention in Los Angeles.
There will be furries at this Antheria?
Shaw, dudes. There'll be lots of furries there, including special performances from Uncle Kage and To the Rant and Griffin. There's even going to be a music concert for Matt Ebel, and their guest of honor is Stan Sakai. You know, that dude who helped create Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? I hear it's going to be a bitchin' party, you know?
When will be this bitchin' party?
It starts October 1st at the LAX Westin Hotel. You can get more information at antheria.org.
Excellent. We shall obtain some furries so that we can test our new anal probes.
Whoa, that was cool.
Antheria featuring Matt Ebel, Stan Sakai, and Uncle Kage. October 1st through the 3rd at the LAX Westin Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Check out Antheria's special AirTran travel discounts at antheria.org.
Hey there, this is Matthew Ebel, otherwise known as Hallie of Furpine. And you are listening to Fur Affinity News. In case you missed my shows at FWA and Megaplex, I wanted to let you know where you can get some of my music absolutely free. Yeah, free. As in screw taxes, screw the layoffs, I'm getting something for nothing, free. All you have to do is sign up for my mailing list at MatthewEbel.com. I'll send you a song from each of my last three albums. If you like what you hear, of course, you can always get more at MatthewEbel.com or on iTunes, Amazon, or at one of my live shows. Speaking of which, I'd better get back to the studio. I'm working on new tunes for my subscribers right now. So once again, I'll see you at MatthewEbel.com. Oh, and did I mention? Free music. Yeah, I think you got the idea by now.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphic comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphic comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com. Welcome back to the show. And now it's time for the FAN Art Awards. The cute award for this show goes to the Harris Lefferts by Cat Mama. Now, I don't know about you, but when I look into the pleading eyes of these adorable little bunnies, I can hear them whispering, "Eat us, Mr. Griffin. Please eat us. We want to be eaten and dead.
You see how cute we are? We are cute for death. Eat us and we will be even cuter. You want to consume our cuteness and give us a big hug with your belly."
At least that's what I hear. But then those voices do say a lot of strange things, don't they? The comedy award goes to Damn It by Chibi Mero. Okay, normally death is not very funny, but wait, what the hell am I saying? Death is hilarious.
Why didn't I see it before?
Death has an amazing sense of humor. Just look at what happened to Mama Cass. Of course, not many artists realize how much of a cut-up death actually is. I think this picture truly brings out death's wacky or fun side. Oh, death, you crazy guy. The WTF award goes to Hug Shirt by Teddy Bear Lumpkins. You know, people write to me almost every day and ask, "Hey, too, where are all the pictures of Asian people with sharks bursting from their chest? There seems to be a sad lack of these pictures. Do you know where I could find them?" Well, look no further, because here it is. Yep, an Asian guy with a shark coming out of his chest. That's what it is. I think I need some medication now. The Hot Award goes to Blue Dino Sketch by Nars. Now, some of you may disagree with me, but I think dinos can be just as hot as any other fur when they want to. And the fun thing about dinos is that they can be huge. So it's like hot, but like the size of a building hot. Like if there was a taco, you'd be like, "Hey, taco." But then there was like a taco the size of the Queen Mary, so it'd be, "Holy shit, taco!" That's like this, except with hot. The Prawn Award goes to Random Traffic Stop by Chibi Mero. Why does Chibi Mero get two awards this time? Because she's damn good, that's why. When I look for pictures to give awards to, I don't just look at the lines and the colors, I look for content. And this picture contains fucking, which is very important in a Prawn Award. But more importantly, it contains a story. You can tell what happened before the picture and what's probably going to happen in the near future. And of course, there's nothing wrong with going in the wolf-domming fox direction. That's a classic that can never be repressed. Not even with handcuffs and a nightstick. The Best Sketch Award this week goes to Dinner Date by Blotch. You know, I've always been a fan of nature shots. Even if they show the brutal side of nature, like this ibex being eaten by a crocodile, it's something about the struggle of nature that really... He doesn't seem to be struggling much, though, does he? He's even got what looks like a little smile on his... while he's being... It's almost like he's enjoying, I think, and he's even got an erect... Oh, I really like this drawing. The Best Color Award goes to Ripples by Nova Wolf. I am really not sure what this thing is. It looks like some kind of dragon that's also a duck. Whatever it is, though, the color is absolutely beautiful and very detailed. Very deserving of the Best Color Award. The Best Style Award for the show goes to Waitingness by Kaput Otter. In the submission information, Kaput Otter said this is a draft, but as far as the style goes, it already looks wonderful to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, if I saw this thing in real life, I think I'd scream and shit my pants. Otters are not supposed to be washing dishes and looking out the window. But for an art style, it's very cool how he expressed the emotion of the picture. I almost hope he leaves it as it is.
The best character award this week goes to Airstrike by Kiwaku. This picture is a wonderful mismatch of character. It's a bunny with an assault rifle. So that's kind of like a sandwich with an assault rifle. You don't usually see food ready to kick people's asses, you know? And he's even calling in an airstrike. And he's a soldier. He's like a sandwich with Kevlar and an assault rifle that's blowing shit up. And that's just, actually, that's like nightmarish shit. Either way, there's a lot of character depth in this image, and I like it. Finally, the best art award for this show goes to Last Men Standing by Kaji. Remember what I was saying earlier about a picture telling a story? Well, have a look at this and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And some damn fine artistic skill along with it. Congrats to Kaji for winning the best art award this week. And that should do it for this show. If you have any announcements about the furry world, whether it's a furry meet, website opening, or any event relating to furry art, please send us an email at 2@ranting-griffin.com. Also, remember that advertising slots are still open for you furry artists and business owners out there. That's all we have for you for this show, and we hope you'll join us again for the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is... go ahead. Use plaid. See you next time.